Welcome to Natalia Benson, the podcast. If you're ready to launch, scale, or evolve the soul-aligned business of your dreams, then this podcast was made for you. With 16 plus years of entrepreneurial experience on my side, I'm here to empower you with the tools necessary to create life on your terms. I'm a conscious business strategist, money mentor, and astrologer, and here we marry the pragmatic with the mystical. Thank you so much for doing this work with me. And let's dive in. Hello, gorgeous. Welcome to another episode of Natalia Benson, the podcast. It is so, so wonderful to be with you again. Thank you for tuning in with me. I hope that you guys enjoyed the last few incredible guest episodes with Ainsley McLeod, with Dr. Sarah Kelly. I've just been receiving so many DMs from you babes, and that just means the world to me when you DM me, you let me know your takeaways from the episodes, and also when you share the episodes, it means the world. And I just cannot thank you enough for showing up for this work and just being willing to have an open mind and an open heart, and just for always receiving what it is that I share, whether it's, you know, the solo episode from a few weeks back that was just so vulnerable. And I think I haven't received that many DMs from an episode in such a long time. And I just cannot thank you, babes, for how kind you are and just how committed you are. I feel so absolutely blessed and privileged to get to be a part of your lives. And I just cannot thank you enough. I'm just returning from being on vacation. I was away with my family. And so I had a really busy day yesterday getting back in the office. And today I'm feeling a little bit lower energy. I just had an amazing interview episode that you're about to hear with the wonderful Michelle Caravella. And I just cannot thank Michelle enough for her openness and for her commitment. Just the conversation that we ended up having about quitting your 9-to-5 financially prepared. I told her when we finished recording, I was like, babe, just thank you so much for being willing to be seen and supported in this, because I know that there are so many women in the NB community where you kind of feel stuck between that like F1, F2 place in your business, and you're really, really looking for a first steps that you can take. And this was just such a nourishing conversation. And I, just before I go any further, just so you babes know, this is the second episode of the Money Mentor series where I invite on a babe from the NB community and they are live mentored with me in the episode. And so today's episode with Michelle, we talked all about quitting your 9-to-5 and being financially ready, and also not pushing your business to be in a place beyond where it is, and really building for sustainability, like building for the long haul and the long run with your business, with your work, and with your mission. And I just, again, I cannot thank Michelle enough for her openness, because I'll say this one more time, but that is just such a big thing, that when I believe that the only way we can ever truly be served is through our willingness to be vulnerable. And with Michelle's willingness to be vulnerable, we just ended up having such a magnificent conversation that I know you babes will really deeply benefit from. I also brought in the tarot so Michelle and I could take a deeper look at just her subconscious and like where some of the deeper truths are for her, and the bigger picture perspective of like the season that she's in right now with both her business and with her work, her paying work. And it was just an extremely special conversation. And this is, as I said, the second episode in the Money Mentor series. The first one we had was with Jazz Borey around problems with consistent revenue. And that was just such a profound conversation. So I really, really hope, and I know I speak for Michelle and I both when I share this, but
the intention here is really that this serves you, especially if you're in a place where you feel stuck or you feel like you're not sure how to get from point A to point C. And you're just really wondering, like, what is a process and how can you be more patient? We really covered so many incredible basis in this episode. And I just want to thank Michelle again for her love, for her vulnerability, and for her energy. Now, before we dive into this episode, I did let you know that I have a very, very exciting announcement, and you babes are the first to hear it. So I am announcing a brand new masterclass. This has been so many years in the making, and I am so excited to bring this forward. So this is going to be the Activate Your Astrological Business Blueprint Masterclass. I am going to take you through 2 hours of unlocking 3 of your most powerful astrology and business placements so that you can create your own unique business blueprint based on your natal chart. So we're going to be exploring creating clarity and offers in your business based on your soul's purpose and your gifts, learning how to utilize your unique gifts as well as a stable income, as well as tapping into your CEO leadership. I'm going to be bringing in the tarot. I'm going to be walking you through your natal chart. There is no prior or previous experience with astrology to get the most out of this course. Actually, when you enroll, you will have access to a very special exclusive Kajabi portal that's going to get you ready for the masterclass. So this masterclass is going to be live Thursday, September 7th, 5 p.m. PST to 7 p.m. PST. Tickets are $22, and there's going to be a 7-day replay available. So it's going to be extremely special, especially if you're there with me live. I am literally going to a whole other level with this class, and I am so, so excited for it. So the link to grab your space will be in the show notes. I cannot wait to see you, babes, to guide you through the Activating Your Astrological Business Blueprint Masterclass. We're going to have so much fun. And especially if you're just really looking to move the needle and understand your business, no matter the level of business that you're at, but really understand your business from this more multidimensional level of who you are and what your soul's intentionality was when you decided to incarnate and come onto the planet. That's really the core of the way that I teach astrology from the esoteric perspective and the empowerment perspective, but really in a way that you can use and you can use tactically to really move the needle and move forward with your business, with your mission, with your income. So grab your ticket, $22 ticket. Very, very accessible enrollment for this 2-hour masterclass experience. We are going to have so much fun, and I cannot wait to see you guys. I'll not only be seeing you inside of the episode, I'll see you next week. And of course, make sure to grab your space for the Activate Your Astrological Business Blueprint Masterclass. We will have the link directly in the show notes. I love you guys so much. I'm so honored to get to walk this path with you. And thank you as always for just being on this journey with me. Enjoy this episode with the amazing Michelle Caravella. I cannot thank her again for just bringing her energy and her heart to this conversation and this mentorship session. And I love you guys, and I will see you very soon. Michelle, my gorgeous, I'm so excited to have you and to get to serve you today. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm happy to be here and grateful. So thank you.
I'm so honored. Before we dive in, because I want to go ahead and bring some context, I'm going to ask you how I can support you, but can you also just give me your big three in astrology, your human design, just your type if you know it, and then F1, F2, or F3 in your business?
I'm a Sag, Sun, and Rising, and Capricorn Moon. Yeah. And I'm a 5-1 man gen.
Okay. Amazing. And F1, F2, or F3, Michelle?
I would say F2, F1. I feel like
you want to do like
stuck in there.
F1.5?
Yeah.
Usually when my babes say they're F1.5, they're usually at 2. So we'll explore today.
Yeah.
So my love, how can I support you? What's going on?
Well, I am in this unique position where I'm trying to be grateful and patient and also nourish myself financially.
Yes.
And I'm really stuck in this position that's like been like extremely frustrating and anxiety provoking with my business and work. Yeah. So I'm, you know, my situation from the past being in a container with you of really being in a place of grief and like not even being able to like really want to do my business. So I'm grateful for the fact that I'm feeling inspired and I'm so ready again.
Yes.
However, with that said, financially, I feel like I'm frustrated that I haven't figured it out yet to be like financially stable with my business. So what's providing that stability is a job that like mm-hmm. I hate. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And I've been putting up with for over a year now. So I kind of don't know how to move forward. And especially because it feels integrity to pursue my business.
Yes.
But I feel like you can't put pressure on your business. So I don't know like how to navigate this season. I'm trying my best.
I see you fully, my love. So what I'm hearing you say is that you're in a job right now that you cannot stand. It drains your energy. And you're in this kind of stuck position because you feel like you're in a stuck position because you want to be full-time in your business. You don't necessarily want to be in this job, but finances are of number one because, of course, we have to be financially well.
Correct.
I'm going to ask you a question, the big question for my Sag son, Sag rising gal. But if I were to ask you your ultimate vision right now, like if everything were exactly as you wanted it, what would life look like at this moment?
Being free to run my business, to live how I want to live, and yeah, just like having my business create that sense of financial nourishment so I can be free to teach what I want to teach and make the impact that I want to make.
And let me ask you a question. Can we get kind of granular and get into the numbers a little bit?
Yeah.
If your business was fully taking care of your needs right now, how much would you truly need to be making?
So I've crunched the numbers with like taxes in mind. Mm-hmm. And if I did this right, I think it's like in my business. So like gross revenue would be like $6,700, which I know is like a funny number.
But like, it's a great number. I'm so proud of you too. You know how much I love the numbers. And yes. how, let me ask you a question. With that number, that 6,700, that's perfect. Yeah, because we're not doing angel numbers, right? You're like, no, it's 6,700. It's perfect. So my question for you would be, how does that number like land in your body? Like, how does it feel when you're like, okay, 6,700 is the number?
It feels good. It doesn't feel like, oh my God, I've done it before. I think what's been like, it's I've been in places before where that's been possible and it's happened. It's the stability. And I know there's a story of like
the consistency.
The consistency and like having evolved my offers. So I'm like, oh, do I need to compromise my offering and my truth in the to make the money stable? I know that story comes up a lot. And so it does, it doesn't feel scary. It feels like possible, but it's more like, how do I do that consistently? And how do I get back there?
Absolutely. So let me ask, and thank you for being so open too, babe, because I know that this conversation and your willingness, and like I said before we hit record, whatever feels good for you, but still gives me enough information to truly support you. But I know that there are so many women. This is why actually I wanted you to come on, Michelle, not just because you and I have an amazing connection, but also because I know this is something that so many women are in right now, where they're just like, I want to live life on my terms. I want to create a business that provides the life that I want, as well as the fulfillment and the impact. But right now, looking at the numbers, there's fear there. And even just going beyond, like you just said, the story, even going beyond, it's like, well, your business is just giving you feedback right now that it may be in this, in the phase of like, there's more that I need from you right now, Michelle. Like if you want me to fully support you on a consistent basis, there's something that we need to pour into the business. And so that's what we're going to explore a bit today. But I'm happy to hear that the 6,700 doesn't feel like, you know, like pee your pants kind of vibe, where you're just like, right. Oh my God, how am I going to do that? But at the same time, the question it sounds like is, how would that happen consistently?
Yeah.
So that's what it's coming down to.
Mm-hmm.
So go on, please. Yeah.
I was just going to say, and it's funny because like, it's not even so much numerically numerically, I'd probably definitely need help too, but it's like, I've crunched numbers with offers and it's like, it makes sense. Like that still also doesn't feel like, oh my God, where am I going to come up with these ideas? But it almost feels like every time I pursue it, it like runs away. Like the number runs away, or like I'm offering the wrong thing. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's not like, it's like I'm offering something. I'm trying to make what is something that's $100 to equal $6,000. But like, I feel like those numbers are kind of there too, where there is like offers that would align and yet still haven't gotten there, like where I need to be. So it's frustrating. But.
I hear you, babe. So when you say the numbers run away from you, can you like tell me more about that? What does that mean?
Just like, I feel like anytime I'm like, I'm going to go achieve this, I feel like it never happens, which I know isn't entirely true, but like, and sometimes I'm like, oh, it's, I'm a non-specific in human design. And like, I try to work with that, but it's from a business owner perspective, it's very frustrating because I know numbers don't lie and you need them to like be able to quit or whatever. So when you put numerical goals, it could be sometimes frustrating when I have been intentional and I'm like, okay, the month I don't try, quote unquote, it happens. The month I try, I feel like it doesn't happen. If that's kind of what I mean by that.
That's interesting. It's funny actually, right when we opened up the conversation, I wrote down something that you said, I'm trying to be grateful. Have you ever heard my little spiel?
Yes.
Try. And I've actually heard you say try. I've marked it. You've already said it about 5 times in this conversation. Because there's part of you that feels like there's a gap. And then the word try, and it's, you know, you guys know I like to be funny about it because think of it, if I say I'm going to do something, there's that quality of direction. But if I say I'm going to try, then what happens is that gap is there. and our energy kind of falls through that gap with that word. So I want you first, because our language is powerful, and I won't go into my spiel about it, Michelle, because you've heard me talk about it before. But it's like,
I agree.
Right? I want you to just reverse engineer that word a little bit, because I want to go a little deeper, because there's something else here, and it's something that your business is communicating to you. And what I love, I actually pulled some cards for you as well. So I'll get into that, because I just asked, you know, what would serve you. And so we'll get into those. But the first thing is that came through is like numbers reflect energy. Energy reflect in numbers. And is there a part of you right now that's so fixated on the numbers being at a certain place in your timing that it's kind of retracting or detracting from your energy? Because I'll tell you something, babe, when I was building this business, especially in like F1 phase moving into F2, when I would fixate on numbers thinking, you know, for safety, or obviously they're important. And then you said something powerful. Well, when I move my attention away from them and I, you know, maybe you're more in a flow state, maybe you're like, what happens actually when you say I'm not actually trying and it works? What is your energy in those months, or what's kind of going on? What are you doing in the business, and where's your energy in just in general on the months where it's like, damn, I fucking did it. Like what's going on there?
Yeah, I think there's not pressure that I like put on myself or on my business.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like I feel like when it happens sometimes, it's almost like it feels random. Mm-hmm. And I think so. To answer your question, yeah, I think there's not as much pressure. There's not as much strategy as there is flow, which I think is like true to my nature. Mm. But it's also kind of like, it doesn't feel safe to like try to build something in that state when I go to sit down, like to plan. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to like say, oh, I'm just not going to put a goal. You know what I mean? So it's hard to say. Mm-hmm.
What it sounds like to me is you're in a season of business right now. And the season is asking for minimal pressure, because your business, and here's the thing, let's just get tactical for a second. The reason that business flows for us, the reason we can live off of a business, pay ourselves off of a business, pay taxes, do all the things, it's because of one thing. It's because we have people there who are investing in the business, AKA, no, traditionally as our leads, right? We have the leads there. And I always like to take it a step deeper. When the leads are there, why? Because the energy's there. And it can take time, Michelle, and you know, we've talked about this before, and I want to go into this for a minute, but it can take time to build that energy so that the energy is consistent, so that the leads are consistent. And I think that that's the struggle that a lot of babes at this F1, F2 that I understand so deeply, because you're like, I want it to be consistent, but you're still building the consistency, and that is having the job. Now, I do want to talk about the job and you hating it, and I don't want you to hate your job. I don't want you to feel like you have to suffer while you're building your business. And so maybe we can explore a little bit of the details there, because you're saying something really powerful. It feels random, but what if it isn't random? It's just part of your building process, and you are maybe too early in saying, I want you to provide for me in a consistent way. And your business is like, wait, there are things that we're still creating together so that that consistent energy, AKA those consistent leads, those people who are there and they're ready for you and they're ready to work with you. I want to hear more about your offers in a sec. I'm going to write that down. But what if it isn't random, Michelle? What if you're kind of misnaming it and it's actually showing you what's possible, but you're putting early pressure on it working the way you want it to work at this moment? And please, I don't need to be right ever. So I want you to just tell me how that lands for you. Push back at me if you want. I'm here in full support. But just how does that land just first? How does that land in your body and make you feel?
It definitely feels some truth to that. And that's why I feel like when I say the word try with being grateful for my job, I say try because it doesn't feel true. But
you're like, I'm actually trying.
Sure. I mean, there is gratitude and it's hard. It's for sure. And that's kind of what I know that that's true because I have shifted offers into looking differently. So I know you can't just kind of transition your business a little bit and then expect to post two pieces of giving content and then one selling and expect like that to, it's like asking your infant to raise the family. Like I know that much.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, that definitely lands.
You're like, I just don't freaking like it.
Yeah. Or honestly,
you're like, it makes sense. Yeah. Tell me.
No, I was going to say, like, honestly, like, I think something I have done for my business and listened to that feedback is having a job and like not being like, I'm going to go rogue and quit this freaking job as many times as I wanted to, because I'm saying to my business, like, I love you for what you're doing. Like, and I want to like nurture you.
Yes.
So I agree with that. So I guess perhaps like what I'm figuring out and what's been giving me such anxiety is like financially then, like, cause you know, as a man, Jen, and anyone, like going to a job that you can't stand and then
energy
generating. Having your right. So it's like, how do I do that? I guess, but
babe,
I do agree with you. So
I want to acknowledge you because that was actually one thing I was going to bring up is how proud I am of you. Because thanks. It is not easy when you're a passionate person to show up somewhere and be like, I fucking hate it here. And I know that. You know my story. Before I went full-time in this business, I was in a very similar space. I wasn't happy. But the job I was in, it was creating the stability that I needed. And then, energy or not, I had to employ my discipline, that Cap Moon you've got, my Cap Rising. I had to tap into this part of me that was like, okay, I may not have the energy or I may not feel like it every day, but there are things that I've got to show up for the business. And for me at that time, it was content. So I want to acknowledge you because it is not easy when you're a passionate person to show up to something you don't like. And I want to maybe explore if there's a solution or there's something that we can explore, whether it's with your current job or with a job where you are saying to your business, just like you're saying, Michelle, I care for you and I'm willing to support you while you grow instead of requiring that you provide me all this F4 freedom, right? Like F3, yeah, F4 sure. freedom when I haven't built you yet. Because it's really about, and this is something I've learned over the years, is that if we were to look at our business as a friend or an entity, an energetic, we have to look at it like we're holding hands because we are. And you're like, I had this thought the other day, like our business will sometimes like sit us down and be like, hey, I need this from you, just like a friend, just like an intimate partner. But we are so busy focused on what we need. And think about in any relationship, like, does it ever go well when just one person's focusing on their needs? Like both people's needs have to be there, right? And acknowledged. And so your business right now is like, Michelle, I see what you're doing for me. And we're kind of in like, I don't want to say a rough patch, but we're kind of in this place where it's like, we're really learning each other and we're in some early days. But if you just keep holding my hand and walking with me, like I'm going to show up for you. And it almost makes me a little emotional because I think our energy is very similar. I have a lot of fire and earth and then the Manny Gen also. And I know that there were so many moments, especially in my 20s, where I was like, I'm bored. Like, why is nothing working the way I want? Why am I perpetually broke? Like, but the reason was is because I was pushing. I wanted the business to be somewhere that it wasn't. But really, my business was like, hey, hold my hand and let's keep walking together. And I'm so happy I never let go. I'm so grateful. And you know, Michelle, this is why I'm obsessed with teaching, why I feel privileged to get to show up with you today, because I didn't have many people in my life to say, keep walking. It was kind of just like, where the fuck am I right now? And like, am I even doing this right? And there are moments where we have to pull deep into our spirit and be like, why am I doing this? And so my question for you before we keep going is like, why are you doing this? Why is this important to you? Why does it matter?
Well, it matters because I know in my business and when I'm actually like doing the work with other women, it's first soul, selfishly soul, like nourishing. Like I know that's the most impactful I can be, even being in other jobs and whatever. Like I want to work while I'm on earth doing the most meaningful, like using my gifts and my soul, like the best I can. And I know that I can do that in my business, whether it's like a free thing or whether it's the highest that like, so that is just like, I feel like that I'm fulfilling my contractual obligation when I'm doing my business. And yeah, I mean, obviously like the Sag freedom and like to, you know, be able to have the freedom to be on the beach almost every day of the year, like is part of it. And to empower women to, so they can be free too. Like just to kind of cut through all the bullshit too. Like there's so much bullshit from, like not even just the tactical, but it's like, I want to do something deeper and like meaningful. And like, I know that like I can do that in my business. And that's what's frustrating. Cause it's like, I have to, you mean I have to do what for how much an hour? Just to like all this crap. Like, I just want to get to the root of things and like make impact like that. So that's why I keep doing it.
Okay. First and foremost, this is the energy. And your whole demeanor just changed. Your whole face is lit up. Like I can see the relaxation in your shoulders. Which this whole time, you guys, Michelle's been like, oh my gosh, like we're going in right now. And I can see your shoulders completely drop. So your business gives you the feedback of like, when you don't pressure me, I'm there for you. Because right now, it's just like in an early relationship. I don't know why I keep bringing up this like this comparison, but it's like, when we're in an early stages of a relationship, even a year, even 2 years, we're still learning each other, right? And to pressure someone to be what we want is damaging for the relationship. Our business is a relationship. And so you're not damaging your business. I'm not saying that. It's all good. Mm-hmm. But it's still, there's, take an exhale. Because you're still walking forward, you're moving forward, but the deep desire to be at a place quicker than what is readily sustainable is usually where all fire signs and any human gets real pissed off or just, you know, pissed or frustrated or disappointed because we have this idea and this expectation and then we're applying pressure and it just creates a lot of disjointed energy. But you're seeing, Michelle, that's why I asked. I was like, okay, so when you have a great month, what's going on? And you're like, well, it feels random, but there's more flow. There's not a bunch of strategy and tactics. And because the season that your business is in right now, it needs that. And F1, F2, I always like to say, you are in this creative space where it's like, let me throw things against the wall and see what works. And if I need to have a job to support me, I want you to be happy. So we are going to talk about that. I want to talk numbers because I want to see what would it take and is there any space for you right now to set money aside? So I definitely want to, I'm just preparing you for that question, but I want to look at that tactically. But really what I see and feel with you right now, babe, is like it's assured, but the expectation and the pressure is not going to get you there any sooner, but the creativity, the flow, the action. And it doesn't mean because we're creative and in flow, that's what your cards are showing me over here. But it's like, it doesn't mean that just because we're in creativity and flow, it doesn't mean we're not taking concerted strategic action. It just means that we're not like looking at our two-year-old and being like, go run the 4-minute mile because our two-year-old's going to be like, well, number one, do they even talk at that age? But they'll be like, no, like, I don't understand. Like my body doesn't move in that way just yet, but I will just give me a little time. And so what I'm seeing in your cards is this 7 of Wands valor. It's Mars in Leo. And it's, when this card comes up, babe, it's literally like this reminder of like, you're taking action, you're generating energy, you're in your power. But the next card is the Ace of Cups, which is a card of love. And it is a card of flow because I'll actually show you it just so you can see. But what does this look like to you? Does this look like a receptive energy or like a closed off energy?
Kind of closed. I don't know.
Really? Tell me more.
Well, it looks like an outpouring.
Yes, but what's at the top to the into the cup? Is it receiving something or is it going outward?
It looks like it's receiving something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But how interesting that from your perspective, you're like, wait a second, no, it looks closed. But ironically, what that card represents is receptivity of higher energy. And then we share it. Creativity is an inpouring from spirit. I even think it's funny, the light in your, can you see the light in your screen?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the light in this card. It's like it's like shining into you, right? Mm. And the reason I bring that forward, babe, is because with the Ace of Cups, it's like this receptive quality, but we have to be receptive. And if we're in that pressured state, like the 7 of Wands valor, even though it's a powerful card, there's still this quality of like masculine control where it's like, I need to do, I need to act. And while there's benefit in that, the next card that you have is this card of deep receptivity, creative inspiration. And what I want you to do with this is I want you to trust your creativity and not say, I need to be in strategy. I need this to look a certain way in the business. It's about literally exploring like what is working and what is the business asking me? Let me ask you this before I tell you the last card. What do you feel like your business is asking you right now? If it was like a person just like me and we're sitting across the table, we're having a conversation and I'm telling you what I need from you, what do you think it's saying? What do you think it's asking?
The first thing it was like, you need to chill, like with the pressure, because that resonates. That's just like my trauma response, I guess, is to go harder.
Control.
Yeah. Control. I think I did something recently and it went well. I hosted like my first retreat and it was like soul. And I think my business really liked that. It felt, you know, I took a lot of action, obviously.
Yes, of course.
But I think it liked the soul stuff. Like this, I think it wants more of that. Less like forcing.
Yes, tell me. I'm so sorry. I was literally about to say, babe, it wants more of what and less of what?
Yeah, I think more of the stuff that I feel called to, like even if it might not make sense from what I was doing, like it liked to the women's empowerment stuff. It doesn't have to be what it used to be.
Yes.
I think it liked that, like the novelty.
Yes.
And yeah, just like trusting yourself with the offers that feel exciting. I think it likes, but it doesn't like, I think, and I don't like even like the strategy, like where it's very organized, but also I feel like you need some organization for the chaos, like, you know, for the creation. Yeah. But I know it gets comes. Like it's too much.
Yeah, the organization comes. And you actually brought up a really good point that I want to land in with you, that the creativity and the flow, it requires action. It's just like if the masculine action is a cup and the feminine receptive is the water. Well, if you pour from a pitcher of water and there's no cup there, you've got water all over the place, right? So both are needed, right? Like we need the cup, the structure, the action to hold the power, the energy, the creativity. So we never need to reject any one of those. It's just witnessing when one gets really dominant. And where's it coming from? Is it coming from love or is it coming from fear? Because this valor card takes a unique cadence. If it's coming from fear, it's domineering. If it's coming from love, it's extremely, extremely effective. And that's kind of the same with our action, right? It's like if it's coming from love, it's effective. When it's coming from fear, it takes over and things don't feel good. So this is big. So I want you to say this again. More of what, less of what?
More of what feels good, like the acting on like the creative inspiration for like the offers.
Yeah.
And less pressure and less like over strategizing.
Yes, yes. Because what if you were safe in the feel good, and that was actually taking you where you wanted?
Yeah, that would be nice, but I just don't feel safe in the, like, I wish I did. But
that's beautiful, my love. That's your work right now. What do I get to do? Where do I reorient in my nervous system, in my self-talk, where the feel good creativity in my business, more of that flow energy where I actually trust. It's almost like a river. Like, you know how with rivers, they like can move the flow one side to the other to like control the flow of the river, make sure it doesn't like flood any houses or banks or anything. Well, the same here is with you. You literally get to decide when you have that fork in your thinking of like, and it'll take practice. I'm not going to say it's like lickety split, splickety, you know, like we may need to practice this a little. But when you have that fork in your thinking of like, this feels good and I want to explore this, or I want to do this offer, or I want to do this sale, or I want to do this retreat, And then that other part of you is like, it's like the other fork that's like, no, no, no. We need to strategize. That's not going to have an immediate return. How is that going to work? We need money right now, or whatever the conversation is. And you literally get to decide where the river flows. And if it flows down the path of this feels good, this is my creative process, what if the guaranteed outcome at the end of that was the business, the freedom, the full-time life on your terms? And by the way, when you get your business to where you want, you don't have freedom all the time. Just remember that. Like, yeah. Your business still requires things. We'll talk about that. But just remembering that it's like, or I'm sorry, practicing that if I can just practice reorienting my association, babe, that's everything. And you know what? I can speak this to you, Michelle, because I practice this all the time. What if this new frame of thinking and being and practicing it was actually taking me where I want to go beyond where my logic, strategic, fear-based mind goes? How does that land? And I want to make sure that that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I think, do you mean like when you notice that you're getting too on the strategic side, you just kind of notice it?
Yes.
And then just kind of
practice. Exactly.
Yeah. Like,
that's why I wanted to give you the visual, because it's almost like in your mind, or, you know, whatever you want to use, the river visual, whatever you want, like bowling ball, I don't know, whatever, like whatever helps you think, like, which lane am I sending this down? Like, where is this going? And what if the guaranteed outcome on the other side of my feeling good and my creativity and my trusting that, because I'm not talking to you in the vantage point at the moment where you are without a job and you need to like fight for your survival at this moment. It's like you do have some spaciousness because of your work, because of your job, that you can actually practice this stuff. Because what I see a lot of times, and I know this was true for me, is like people will be like, I just want what I want right now. And they don't practice the inner position. And they think that they can create success, freedom, whatever it is that they want from this place of chaos. And there's not really a grounding anchor that you can create, from when you're in the place of like, I need to put pressure. I need to do the logical thing. It's all this need and stress. Because what your business is communicating with you is like, Michelle, when you're just more in flow, it might seem random to your left brain, but to me, this is just us building together at a cadence. We're building, we're creating. We may just not be doing it at the exact pace you want because you hate your job and you don't want to be in your job. You know what I mean? So it's like, how does that land really quickly? And is that helpful to think about how you can maneuver your thinking and your relationship to this thought process, reorient it?
Yeah, definitely. It lands. It's helpful.
How would you practice that in your life?
I think just like noticing, like even with the launch that I'm in right now, like noticing, like if I'm not seeing the outward results of what I want, my brain already like goes to the like the river where it like for like more strategy.
Yes.
So I think even just noticing, like taking, like just noticing that, and then maybe like taking a step back, visualizing. Getting like, I did that a lot with the retreat, like during that launch, and like just visualizing that end result, I think gets me kind of in that feeling of like less strategy and more back into the beat. And then of course you still go and like take action, but it doesn't feel, it's usually more aligned, and it doesn't feel as like life or death. Like it's not fear. Yes. It's more supportive than like fear-based where like you have to cram it in. It's like,
that's
amazing. And then usually like the inspiration comes too for like the post, like you don't have to sit there and think, it usually just like kind of comes.
Yeah. Because so you know that this Ace of Cups is literally about like divine inspiration. It's about love flowing into your life, but you have to allow it, because the card that comes after it is the Chariot. And the Chariot is literally an energy. It's an archetype of being ready for a new journey, a successful journey, but you're still getting things ready for the journey. It's like you don't want to leave too quickly without the stuff that you need. You're going to be looking for it, and it can impede the journey. And when the Chariot comes up, it literally is, he's holding the Wheel of Fortune. And the idea is like, he's sitting in meditation. The journey is guaranteed to be fruitful, but there are things that he's preparing to make sure the journey is a successful one. And the last cards I pulled for you are the Ten of Cups, which is again, an energy of love, of receptivity, of spirituality. But crossing it is the Five of Swords, defeat, because it's like the love is there, but your mind gets so tactical and your mind gets so logical that that's what cuts you off from that flow. And you said it perfectly, babe. It's almost like the feeling of support versus fear, inspiration versus pressure. And that gets to be what you explore like in your body and in this process. Is like when I'm, and it's good, and it may take a little bit of practice. And maybe this is a good practice with like your EFT, like something where, or whatever, you know, nervous system reset you like to do, where you're literally creating a reorientation in your nervous system. Because if your thinking has got you to the place of like, if I do this, I'm going to get this, but it's not working, then there's something else.
Yeah, it's not working anyways.
Yeah, exactly. But it's funny. It's funny how we'll do that, right? And we all do it, where we'll be like, wait, I'm doing this thing because it feels safe or it seems safe, but it's actually not even getting me where I go. So what in the F?
Yeah.
But then you have this Ace of Cups and the Ten of Cups. And look at this again, babe. It's like, tell me, any words that come to your consciousness just seeing this card? What does it feel like?
It feels warm and optimistic, abundant. Mm-hmm. It feels. And again, like receiving.
Yes. Yes.
Receptive.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. And it's orderly. Mm. There's an order to it. It's trusting that your life's in order when you're honoring your inspiration, and you need the space in your business right now to take care of yourself and your life and the money so that you can grow your business bank account. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to literally think about, okay, I've got this opportunity. You know your numbers, Michelle. And you literally get to be like, okay, so any money that I'm making in the business, can that be held aside so that 6,700 times 3 times 6, whatever runway you want, but I literally can build up this amount. Does this make sense? Where you're literally giving yourself a runway. And if 6,700 is it, it may even be less, babe. Because if you think 6,700, is that like a rent, a mortgage, like living expenses? Like, is that 6,700 is everything? Or what is that number?
Yeah, that's like, well, 5,000 is like after taxes, I think I was trying to do. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, that's like living, personal. Okay. It's like if I was maintaining my lifestyle. I think that's kind of as close as I can. And I think it was just like built in comfort too.
Yeah. So listen, like, let's just say your rent. Let's say your rent's $3,000. Let's say that your bills, everything, your groceries, your bills, like everything rounds up to like another $1,500 a month. Is that realistic? I don't want to make you share all your numbers if you don't want to.
Yeah, I think so. I need my rents less. So
great.
Probably.
You're going to live in California. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to get all your numbers down. How much is my rent? How much do I spend on groceries or food a week? What is my phone bill? Like literally get it all down and get the number and just say, okay, if this covers me to live well, comfortably, whatever word you prefer, if I can get that total and then multiply it by 3 months or 6 months, and that's my goal. Maybe it's 12 months. It's really up to your level of comfortability. But I want you to literally think, can I utilize some of my current paycheck to build that account? Can I utilize some of the money I'm already generating in my business to put in that account? And I want you to literally build a runway account. Have you ever done MWMM?
No, but I did your money, like the free masterclass, and it was really good. So I'm familiar. It was like a 1 day a year or two ago before CVBS. Okay. But I actually did like a lot of what you said already because of those tools, which are so useful.
Good.
So I like, that's the thing, Natalia, like I have like a decent runway account. I mean, it probably could be more, but like I feel like even with a runway account, that's where the consistency comes in.
Yeah.
Like, do you just quit with a runway account? Like, you know what I mean?
It's your Capricorn moon's talking right now because
I know it
one
is.
one of your deepest emotional needs with that Cap moon is stability. So your Capricorn moon is like, I could have 6 months in that runway account, but if I don't feel ready, I don't feel ready. And that is where your Sag kind of steps in and is like, hey, ready, aim, go, right? Like the shotgun is off at the starting line. And am I willing to just jump in the race? And that's like kind of the visual that I'm getting. And only you, Michelle, know when that time is right. And I'll be very honest with you. You know my story a bit. I didn't have anything when I quit my job, but I trusted myself a lot, even though I was scared. But I don't tell anyone they're supposed to do what I did because I have a very high tolerance for risk. And the reason is because I've lived with so little. Mm-hmm. And so even though it's taken time to get the business to this level of stability, at the beginning, there had to be that moment where I was like, I'm just gonna fucking go. So it kind of becomes a two-way conversation we're having right now. Because if you have the money, but you don't feel ready, honor that. If you want to build the money and create your readiness, honor that. But either way, choose and be your own best friend with the choice that you make. Stop. I think you're hard on yourself and I think you expect perfection. And is that something that comes up for you or is that off base?
No, it's definitely on base.
Because it sounds like you've already got some amazing things going in your business. You've got a little runway. You're making consistent money with your work, but it will always be the question, when do I say I'm ready? And when do I trust myself fully and trust whatever successes or repercussions come with my decision? And you remember in CBBS, what's the first module about decisions? Because decisions are not always easy because we all have different values that we're living by and our decisions have to reflect our values. And if we ever feel like a decision is going to move against a value, it creates friction and fear. And so be gentle with yourself. I think the whole thing for you right now is bringing total love into the process that you're in at this moment. No more judgment, no more pressure, no more fear. Practice being loving and gracious with where you are because I guarantee you, babe, you are going to be able to make such better decisions from that place of fullness. instead of that place of pressure or that place of fear and strategy or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, it sounds to me like you're doing well, but you get to decide when it's enough and when you are ready to really move in the direction you want to move. But you're already doing it, Michelle. You're already moving. So when is it going to be enough? What does enough mean to you?
Well, I think it's just like consistency in numbers for my business, which that like definitely isn't there. And that's like not me being hard. Like that's the like objective. So,
but if you, if you're quitting your job financially prepared, what does that look like for you?
Having like at least 5K consistent months, but I don't know which comes first in my business. Yeah. I don't know what comes first though. And the chicken or the egg with that, but.
Well, let's explore that real quick, because what if you have a runway of, let's say, 3 months, 5K, six months, 5K, just blink if you're anywhere near that.
Oh, for a runway?
Yeah. Okay. So think of it this way. When, like, if you have that runway and maybe you can even minimize some of your expenses just a little bit, you can shorten the duration of being in a job that you don't like, or you find a job you like to give yourself more time to build that runway and to build your business. Because I think what's happening is your mind, and tell me, please correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like what your mind is doing right now is like, I'm going to quit and there's nothing. But what it sounds like is you're able to quit and there's something, but you don't trust your business just yet.
Yes, it's exactly what it is.
Okay. This makes sense. Because
of back to the infant. Like I feel like to me, that's like an act of self-love for my business from my like standpoint. It's not, it is maybe fear, but also I'm like, I don't want to put my business or myself in that position. It's not fair.
Absolutely. So it sounds like you're on the perfect track right now. You've got your job. Maybe we want to shift the job, or I don't know what you even feel that you could do to make your job a little more enjoyable. But what I wonder is like, if we keep doing what we're doing, we continue to build that runway account and we're continuing to build our business, then does it not sound like you're on a really great trajectory? What's wrong? What's missing?
Getting out of the job without like stressing, like putting that pressure back on my business, I think, which is what I've already been pursuing, like just other things to move to, like, so I could, it just feels like a necrosis in my life.
Really?
Which I'm really not dramatic, I swear, but it's just, I'm done.
No,
like, it's just
honor it, honor it. You're done with it. And it's, I think what gets to happen is that you get to be in something that doesn't drain your energy. And I think it's also asking yourself, like, what could my most, with things the way that they are at this moment, what could the most ideal situation be? I think we've landed on it. You're in a job or you're in a position where you don't hate it. You are building your runway and you're continuing to grow your business at a steady, healthy pace. Would you say those are the three things?
Yeah, definitely.
How does that feel?
That feels what, that feels good. That feels like what I'm striving towards.
Yeah. And, for sure. And what if I told you you're doing it? The only thing missing right now is that you don't like your job. So that's the, that's kind of the piece that we get to kind of take out of the puzzle and replace with something better. Because then like, and then what does it look like if you don't do that?
I don't know. Quitting and then being in a maybe potentially worse or better place with my business. I don't know.
Yeah. But it sounds like right now...
Or suffering.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It sounds like right now your Capricorn moon is like, we're not quitting to nothing. We would quit to something more tolerable.
Correct, yeah. But my Sag soul... Because I've done that in the past in my business journey. Mm-hmm. And it was my Cap moon was like, it was intolerable, even though I did have the freedom and like part of me loved it. But like, yeah. Also I was like, this is annihilating. So I just don't want to be there again.
Yeah. When was that?
That was beginning of 2020 and my dad got sick and that whole thing happened. So it was annihilation on annihilation.
Yeah. Yes.
Baby. But I also know I'm in a different place as well. Yeah. So like my higher self kind of knocks at that a little bit too, to say like with that runway account and everything.
Yeah.
But
let me ask you a question. If you had another job that was more tolerable, that you liked, what could that look like? Would it be the same hours? Would it be the same space that you're in now? Like, what is your current job?
A clinical dietitian in a nursing home.
Okay. And what would be ideal for you to do if not that?
Other than my own thing, that's the thing. I don't want to do anything else. Just like, I don't know, counseling people the way that I would want to do. Yeah. Or doing something just like fun. Like there was a surf school outside my apartment and I was like this close to like applying in the beginning of the season just to like, just because it's something like, mm-hmm. That's the thing. That's, yeah. Teaching though is I'm applying for adjunct professorships. That's like the other thing that's like feels
amazing.
Good.
Michelle. Okay. So what I'm also hearing you say is like, okay, I do not like my job. I don't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's time to either trade it up for something else or just suffer through it until my business gets where I want it to go.
Yeah, that I don't think I could do it. I can't do the latter. I just
it's
can't.
It's option A, right?
Yeah.
Because it's almost like if we were going to put this into multiple choice, it's like option A is trade up the job for something better, something more tolerable, doesn't drain your energy, doesn't feel like out of integrity for you. Option B is I suffer through. And then option C is I quit. I put pressure on my business. And I live off of my runway until my business. You see what I mean? It's kind of like, or option D, just kidding. Well, let's go with three options. But it's like, it sounds like, and what feels most healthy for your nervous system right now is option A. I want to go ahead and trade up this and move into something that feels more spacious and doesn't feel like it's like draining me.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I feel like I've decided that. So
good. Good. But let's make an agreement right now.
Mm-hmm.
When the time is right for you to quit that other job and fully trust your business and go full time, trust your runway account, trust your business. Let's commit. What are you going to do when that moment comes?
I'm going to put my 2 weeks in and quit.
How will you know sure. You're ready?
That's a really good question. I think numerically, like having some consistency.
Yeah.
And just like being in tune with my business, like just noticing, like you said earlier, like the feedback that I'm getting like from my business, mm-hmm. like by like looking at things monthly.
Yeah. And one of the best things that you can do right now, I always ask my mastermind gals this. I'm like, do you guys want to know what I did to put rocket fuel on my whole mission, my whole business? And they're like, yeah, go ahead and tell us. And I'm like, I taught for free every single month. I found these were the two things that I did. And I'm not saying they're the same now because things evolve, but I taught a free women's empowerment class every single month through Zoom. And I did a weekly astrology reading on IG Live. Many people might not even remember that, maybe remember either of those things because they were really what I did at the beginning. So when I say if you want to put rocket fuel on your mission and ignite, it is totally about serving. And it's about like showing up and giving before anybody asks you to and figuring out a way to do that that feels good for you, that feels aligned for your heart. And so I think that's a perfect place for us to stop.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you so much.
How do you feel, babe?
I feel good. I feel ready, like, to do what I need to do. Yeah, like, I know what I have to do, and it's just doing it and being patient.
Yes. And I think that the clearer you get on your numbers, the better, because you literally, like, your cat moon is going to crave that. It wants to know all the details. All that's how earth signs are, right? It's like we need the physical, like, proof of, like, where we're at, what's possible. And so I want you to just get sit down, finesse those numbers one more time. Money track. Like, what is, I even have a YouTube about that right now. Like, it's like, I want you to go through everything and just be like, what is the base number? And then times it by 3, times it by 6, times it by 12, and just really get that runway number. And then in the meantime, create an opportunity, my love, where you can show up and serve through your light, through your inspiration, through your creativity, and have fun with this process. You're going to get where you're going. But remember, it's not all up to your left brain. It's not all up to your mind. It's up to your heart. It's up to your spirit. It's up to your guides. It's like the way that you dance with this creative unseen energy as well that isn't always tactical and strategic. So get it, like, let that inspiration fuel that Sagittarian passion. That's a big thing for you. You're going to rock it. Yeah. I'm so excited for you. And remember this card, like the Chariot. That's big. That's a big one also to see in the third position in a 3-card spread. It's like what you're creating, what you're moving into. So I'm proud of you. How you feel,
thank
babe?
You.
You okay? I really, we really went in. We went in for pretty much a whole hour.
I appreciate it. No, I do. I thank you for bearing with me. Appreciate your insight.
It was easy. It was easy. What are 3 action steps you're taking from this conversation today?
I'm going to do a monthly soul circle virtually, which I've been like kind of already thinking about for free for my community. Yeah. I'm going to definitely be mindful of the river. I know it's like an intangible, but I know what you mean, and
so
I 100% need that. And then I think the third is the finessing the numbers, like, cause you're spot on with the Capricornness. I know you're a Cap rising. So I've done it so many times, but I'm going to do it again just to see him. So.
And then what about finding a new job?
I already applied to things this morning. So I think I'm like doing what I need to do.
Michelle, yeah. I'm so proud of you, babe. And I want you to leave this conversation just feeling lighter and feeling supported and knowing that you're supported and that you're supported in the random creative inspiration and the service more than you're supported in the pressure and the fear.
Yes. Thank you for saying that. So we're going to work on.
You're so
thank
amazing.
You.
I'm so grateful for you.
Same here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye, guys. If this episode has served you, I ask you to share it, to send it to someone where it could make a big difference and help them heal or create a new perspective in their life, please tag me with your shares, something you learned from this episode or that you loved from this episode at Natalia_Benson on Instagram. Also, please DM me with questions or feedback or whatever. I love to stay in touch with you. Thank you so much for your support. Consider subscribing to this podcast, leaving me a 5-star review so we can continue to grow together. Thank you so much. I will see you very soon. Mwah. Thank you.